At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
So it's going to be a little bit different today. It's going to be a little bit different all week, as a matter of fact. Anna is out for the next few days, and some people got the idea that it would be a lot of fun for my wife to come in and join us. Hi, babe.
Hi.
Yeah. Welcome, Alicia, here to the show. Now, you probably know Alicia from Raven's Report Card or the various things that we call her to talk about that go on in our house. But if you haven't heard her before, this is not something we do all the time. We'll try and be fun.
Yeah, we're getting along today.
So, yeah, I think this will be enjoyable for you in the car. Maybe not me so much. We're going to play games that are tailored to our lives. Couples Court is going to be our issues, which I actually haven't even told her about yet.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's just going to be a blast. And obviously, you'll get to know her a little bit more. So I thought it would be fun, babe, if we started with the speed round, which is something that we do sometimes with people that we interview that we don't really know anything about them or what it is that they do. And we want to get to know some quirky stuff right away. Cool?
No pressure.
No pressure whatsoever. There's no wrong answers here. Obviously, you just want to answer pretty quick, okay?
All right.
Best movie ever made?
Dirty Dancing.
What is it about the movie that makes it great?
Everything.
If you could describe Patrick Swayze in three words, how would you do it?
Best dancer ever. Right? Was that three?
Animals or people?
Always animals.
An acceptable punishment for leaving the seat up is?
Oh, you got to go outside.
Wait a minute. If I leave the seat up after I go to the lab, my role is to go outside.
But what happens when you leave that seat up? Do I wander in there at 3 a.m. and fall in because you left the seat up? If that happens, you got to go outside.
What is it with the fear with women of always falling into their death?
You've never done that.
I mean, I've fallen in, but I never felt like I was going to die. It was unpleasant,
it's
sure.
It's gross.
Who will find love first, Gabby or Rachel?
Oh, Rachel, because Gabby sent hers home. She sent Nate home. She blew it.
That's true. Say something nice about my driving.
You're handsome when you're driving?
I'm handsome when I'm driving.
Your driving is terrible. I can't say anything nice about your driving.
Famous person you're inviting for dinner. Who's it going to be?
Oh, just one?
Just one.
Melissa McCarthy.
Really?
Yeah, she's fun.
You see, that wasn't so hard, right? Are you somebody that when you're reading through a magazine and you see a relationship test, you say, I'm going to take this, and you get halfway through it and you're like, I am failing miserably and I give up. My wife is in studio all week. This is a test that we can fail, babe.
Boy, I hope we make it out of this week alive.
Married anyways?
Married would be good.
Love is in the air. And today, we're counting down our picks for the top 10 most compatible zodiac signs.
Do you put any faith into astrology? The planets, zodiac signs, anything like that?
Absolutely. You know that.
I don't. You don't like walk around with crystals or anything. So
No, but I'm definitely true to my sign.
And your sign is what again?
Really? This is why you don't get me.
I mean, I know your dates. I just don't
Pisces.
Know.
Pisces. Okay. I'm a Pisces. Okay. Very emotional.
All right. I mean, it seems like one sentence to completely encompass somebody. That's why I don't put a lot of faith into this. To me, I mean, I like to hear it, but I feel like it's, you know, it's kind of like snake oil. It's the carnivore barker. They're always going to give you a little something of what it is that you want to hear and a little something that you're like, nope, that doesn't match me at all.
We'll be ranking the paired signs of the astrological zodiac that have been known to make the most romantic sense.
So here's the thing. I did you the favor and skipped ahead to the end of this list here. And I've got the seven, like, you know, if you're in a relationship and you're one of these signs and you're linked with one of these other signs, like, you should give up today.
That's not nice.
Sorry to break people's hearts. But if you're meant to be mortal enemies or something, like, you would want to know that ahead of time. Romeo and Juliet, we know how that worked out. Seemed like a great thing for a couple days. And then in the end, not so good. So here's the list of people that shouldn't be talking to each other. And you'll have to go home and scan your birth dates, too, and figure out which sign is which, just like I did. Taurus and Sagittarius, you should totally give it up. You want different things from your partnerships, all that, no good. Gemini, Scorpio, no good. Cancer, Aquarius, nope. Sorry, guys. Today's the day that you file for divorce. Leo and Scorpio, who gets the dog? You're not supposed to be together. Virgo and Sagittarius and Libra and Capricorn, go home and pack right now.
I'm glad we weren't on that list.
We weren't. But last night we actually took the test and I had no idea how it was that we were going to do. So here's the description of your sign, the full description. The sign of the fish, Pisces enjoys swirling around the more watery areas of the subconscious. What does that mean? They are comfortable with the intangible and the ethereal, like mysticism and artistic creativity. This sounds like you eat paste and finger paint. For this reason, some signs may view them as too out there, but admirers adore their seemingly effortless way of being.
See, I'm perfect.
You should read mine, because every time I read like the description of Capricorn, it just infuriates me, because we're big jerks and everybody knows.
Okay. If the Zodiac were a classroom, Capricorn would be the kid who takes great pride in their grades, studies religiously for each exam, and bemoans anything less than an A.
Mm.
They love feeling accomplished, and they yearn for others to notice their accomplishments, too.
What are you talking about? That's not me.
Still, they're only human. Capricorn is primarily looking for a partner willing to support them and see them for all their excellence as well as their vulnerabilities.
Do you see my vulnerabilities?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have hesitated for just 1 second. All right, let me just put these in the machine and see what it spits out here. Astrology science! Scorpio and Cancer are like Pisces in that they are deeply invested in emotional connections. Scorpio has a special fondness for this sign's ability to think and live abstractly. Again, who knows what the heck that means. Pisces needs a partner who can navigate the world with them while diving deep into spiritual and artistic endeavors. So eat paste together, I guess. And while it may come as a surprise, wait for it, it turns out that Capricorn is also a wonderful companion for Pisces, the ultimate example of how opposites attract.
I did read that myself.
See that? We get to drive home together.
Yay.
Isn't that nice?
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Let's be honest, split-second judgments aren't really nice. Most people would regard them as mean, but we all do them as humans, right? You see something somewhere and you say to yourself, oh my gosh, that's all I need to know about you. There could be something that's driving you crazy right now that you saw or encountered in the last day or so. Get it off your chest. Feel better. 1-800-330-9999. For the next few days, my wife Alicia is here in the studio. Alicia, all I need to know about you. What do you got?
If you spit your chewing gum on the ground, that's all I need to know about you.
What happened?
I was coming out of the grocery store the other day, and all of a sudden, my flip-flop was off my foot. It was stuck to the chewing gum on the ground. It just now I got my foot on the dirty ground. My flip-flop's back there about 5 feet. Terrible.
It is gross.
Yeah.
Right? In the summer, it's even worse,
too. Oh, it's
too.
The worst in the summer.
And if you get, like, on your tire or something, then it's all over your car. I had gum on my car, I'm pretty sure, my last car for, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
And in Raven, Amy, what's up?
If I ask someone to take a quick photo and they say no, that's all I need to know about them.
It's true, right? I mean, how difficult could that really be? I guess that's better than them saying yes and then sprinting off with your phone the second you get into the pose position and they're like, say cheese. But still, it's rude. It's not nice.
Well, nobody wants to ask a guy to take a photo anyways because you guys are so bad at it.
And Ann Raven, Mike, that's all I need to know about you.
If you write all of your emails in caps, that's all I need to know about you.
How do people still not realize that that means you're screaming at me? Every comment from Grandma on the Facebook page, all caps, and then every one of them signed the same way. We love you so much!
Oh, my grandmother is 100% guilty. Text messages, too, and 17 exclamation points at the end.
And if she knows that you're on this morning, she's listening. So, I still love you, Mun.
Yeah, we love you. It's too much.
She tells you you're beautiful on every photo you post.
Yeah.
Even when you're not in the photo.
Anna and Raven, Mary, what do you got?
If you're one of those people that parks over the line and you like open your door, you see that you've parked over the line, but you don't do anything about it, that's all I need to know about you.
There's nothing crazier than when you see that person. It's a busy parking lot. You see them get out, look at their parking space, acknowledge the fact that it's terrible, and then continue to walk in the place, and now you've got nowhere to park.
Crazy.
See, don't you feel better? You can always share. 1-800-330-9999. That's all I need to know about you. Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. I have to say I was a bit alarmed today when I was still rubbing my eyes in the kitchen and you came down with a 12-inch butcher knife. But, I mean, whatever it takes to make you feel safe, I guess. My wife Alicia is in with me for the next few days here as Anna's off for the next couple days. And so, we don't normally get up at the same time. We don't normally cross paths in the morning here. And I had actually been traveling for a couple days last week. So why did you have the butcher knife upstairs?
Because it's one of my items of protection while you're away.
Oh, okay.
That goes in the nightstand.
Right.
The bat stands up against the nightstand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to tell the world everything that's in our house.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, there's some stuff going on.
Those are the two things that are within arm's reach, though.
Yeah.
People breaking into houses and breaking into cars and stealing people's property. I mean, it's a real thing. No matter where you are, it's a concern that you have to be aware of. And there's some easy things that you can do to make your home safer, although some of ours are a little bit unconventional. It's a good idea to put your lights on timers or have your neighbor's car in the driveway. But we figured that we would get to the real good stuff. You know, don't give up everything, but you can give me some of the stuff that you do for protection when I'm out of town or might suggest for somebody else.
Well, you know, we usually quiet the dogs down when they're barking too much. I don't do much of that when you're gone. Like, I want everybody to hear that we have psychopaths living in the house.
Oh, okay.
It helps. It helps. Baxter sounds insane.
11 pounds of Chihuahua rage.
I let them sleep in the bed with me because they hear more than they would in their crates.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't turn the noise machine on, then Baxter can hear everything.
Does he even sleep if you don't turn on the fan
not.
Or the dream
machine?
Yeah,
I don't think so. He can't sleep without it on. And, you know, like, he won't eat with the television on. He won't sleep without the noise machine on.
So it's okay to starve him and have him almost ravenous while I'm out of town just so that he'll be aware and hear things?
I mean, he's not starving.
I mean, whatever he's hearing, he could be hallucinating on the third day, but okay. All right, what else can they do?
Throw a bunch of stuff out in the front yard. Like, you just had a huge fight and, you know, nobody wants to come into that house. So
if you put, like, my clothing drawer or something like that on the front lawn.
Yep.
People will think there was a big blowout. Fear itself will keep them away.
And then neighbors will be keeping an eye on you, too, because they want to know what's going on.
Even the best neighbor is a very nosy neighbor. That's absolutely true. Okay. That makes sense. What else can we do to protect your home while your partner is out of town? This is my wife's plan.
Even though it's August, you could put your Halloween decor up, play some haunted sounds or hang some wigs dipped in fake blood, you know. Nobody's coming near that house.
Like pelts on the wall.
Yeah.
You hang them in view of the bay window. Okay. Well, here are some of the tips from professionals. Actually, some of them even former thieves. Wireless alarm systems. I mean, they're pretty easy nowadays.
Well, we have all that. You got to go the extra mile, though.
They say if you're going to get a guard dog, make sure it's mean. I say just make sure he hasn't slept. This is the big one, though. Keep the valuable stuff out of your bedroom. Where do you keep all your valuable stuff?
I'm not telling you.
It's in your underwear drawer, just like everybody else on
the
planet.
It's in the safe.
Your stuff is in the safe, too?
What valuable stuff do I have?
I'm going to go home and check your underwear drawer. They tell you that's the first place that burglars are going to go,
of course.
Usually want to get in and out in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. I don't have anything in there.
So if you hide stuff other places, you're probably going to be better off. Like under Baxter's bed, probably a good idea.
Nobody's going under there.
Who let the dogs out?
Let me just be upfront and say that I am an animal lover. My wife is an animal lover. We have rescue dogs and we just love them. And you know that. We talk about it all the time. But at the same time, you know, you can love somebody just like a family member or a friend and still know that they're A, a jerk, or B, that you're mad at them. You know, and that can go on for a while. With dogs or cats or pets, you're supposed to let it go because they can't apologize. It's not like regular people. They can't make reparations. But I saw a blog on this the other day, and it was just somebody talking about how mad they were at their dog. We go up and down with our dogs all the time, every day. They are huge personalities, tiny little creatures. Why are you mad at the dogs?
Well, I'm mad at Baxter right now because you were away, so he's feeling unloved, and he attacked his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and almost broke my nose in the process.
Well, I mean, he didn't break your nose. Explain that.
Well, he jumped over me to attack his brother, and I was laying in bed reading the news and dropped my phone on the bridge of my nose and almost broke my nose.
I thought you were playing Candy Crush. I thought that's what you told me. You were reading the news.
Listen, I'm trying not to.
Oh, now you're going to be studious? Okay, I understand. This is a thing, is that Baxter doesn't express his feelings healthy.
No.
He doesn't. When he's upset,
just like his dad,
he usually takes it out on his brother and it doesn't work. Sometimes that involves a fight. Are you mad at Barkley? What are you mad at Barkley for?
Barkley's doing that new thing where he gets too close to his number two after he goes, mm-hmm. and he kicks it to cover it up and steps in it.
Yeah, it is a strange new habit.
Ugh.
I don't know what is going on with that. And sometimes he'll like get it at the right angle, kick it, and now it's on the fence.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's
yeah.
disgusting.
Yeah.
You're right. You know what? I wasn't mad at him before, but I think now I might be. You know what I don't like is every time when I go to leave, he's mad at me. When
yeah.
I go to leave the house, he barks at me and acts like he's going to bite me.
Yep.
And then if he does that first, Baxter will like threaten to like, you know, rip my head off.
Yeah.
Ann Raven, why are you mad at your dog?
Oh my God, he's eaten every single stuffed animal in the house.
Are these just his toys or are they like baby toys too?
They were gifts. They were baby gifts for yeah. other people and he just chewed them up.
Yeah. Yeah. The dogs really don't have respect for that. Baxter is the same way for everything that comes in the house. Doesn't matter if it's a gift for somebody else. Doesn't matter if it's for his brother. As a matter of fact, if it's for his brother dog, he'll look to destroy it even quicker. It's okay. It's cool. If you're mad at your dog right now, it's okay. Even if the dog is riding in the car with you. Why are you mad at your pets?
Well, I'm mad at my dog because every time we drive and I turn on the blinker, he barks. So now when he's in the car with me, I can't turn on my blinkers. So I have all these people honking at me and I feel like I'm stuck because it's either have him bark or have people honk at me.
It's funny, right? Like my dog has certain triggers too. If he hears a phone, like an office, not like your cell phone. If your cell phone rings, my dog doesn't care at all. But if you hear like an office phone on television, specifically The Office, and the other day we're walking down the street and he heard like somebody's phone ring in their car on their Bluetooth, he goes nuts. He goes nuts. He cannot stand that phone sound. We love animals. All right. Everybody in this building, I mean, really loves animals. Mm. We do all that we can to make sure that we get in place to help out when, you know, people have different events going on for rescues or whatever. But that doesn't mean that you can't be mad at your dog.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that you can't be mad at your pets or you've got a vicious hamster or a mongoose or something like that that you just can't despise. You know, you just despise in the house. I did know, so a lot of my friends, you know, they buy like the gerbil or the hamster for their kids because they feel like it's going to be an easy pet. And I've heard multiple stories about how they're, you know, they hate those hamsters.
Not easy pets at all.
Oh, my God. Well, some of them, I mean, can be very cheery and nice and then other ones can bite. You know, certainly if you take them out, they're going to pee all over the place. Like, yeah, I mean, it's not easy. 1-800-330-9999. Mark, why are you mad at your cats?
I'm mad at my cats because one cat has learned to push every single glass of water, bottle of soda, anything containing liquid off of any shelf at any time.
Oh, man.
He's just started last week, and I have spots all over the floor.
When they realize that there's something that gets a reaction out of you, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's the same thing with kids. They'll just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad screams when I do that? Oh, awesome. Dad must be excited. Yeah. Julie, why are you mad at your dog?
Because every time I sit down, I come in from work or, you know, I just took my dog out. My dog waits till I sit down and get comfortable to then tell me he has to go outside again.
Our dog has already manipulated us to the point where he gets a snack like every, I don't know, 45 minutes. And of course, he tells time better than any clock that we could ever have.
Yeah. And I think pretty sure he interacts with Alexa.
It's true. He knows what every reminder is. Sean, why are you mad at your dog?
All right, listen, I love my dog. I love him to death, but he does this every single... I get mad at him every night for this, Raven, okay? He's a very small dog, but what he likes to do is he likes to sleep under the covers right by my feet, and mm-hmm. if I move even an inch, he will wake up and growl at me for it. Like, dude, you're lucky to be in my... You're lucky.
Right.
Some people let their dog sleep outside.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
You're lucky to be here.
For many years, like, we would let the dog sleep in the bed. And then we had to stop at some point because, just, you know, we'd be rolling around and they'd be restless throughout the night. I mean, they're more restless than us. Under the covers, above the covers, under the covers. Now we put them, you know, in their crates, their crate at night. And even when we want them to hang out, now they want to go in the crates at night. Which is kind of like upsetting. It happened last night because we were up late watching the House of the Dragon premiere, which is later than my typical bedtime, and the dogs did not want to hang out, and I'm mad about that. It's true.
And it's funny. The smallest dogs take up the most room. It's incredible.
It's like a toddler.
Incredible.
Like they know how to lay a certain way
yep.
where they cover the most space.
Let the dogs out.
We love our pets. We all do, of course. But, you know, I mean, sometimes they do stuff that just makes you insane and it makes you mad one way or the other. Right now, what we're dealing with, my wife Alicia is here. Baxter, our littlest one, he's like 11 pounds and he has stopped listening to us on walks. Like when Baxter wants to go a certain way, he just goes that way now. And he will resist if we try and tell him, no, Baxter, we're not going that way tonight. He did it last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he'll forcibly, an 11-pound dog, drag you across the street.
Is this like adolescence? Is this doggy adolescence? Is that what's going on?
I mean, he's 7 years old.
He's spoiled. Right, that's right. What it is. Right. And it's not just walks. Like, he does what he wants always. So.
John, you had a problem with, what was it, your sister's dog?
Yeah, it was my sister's dog. And I got to tell you, you know, you said at the beginning of this that we all love our dogs. I did not love this dog. I had no love for this dog. This was my sister's dog. It was very nice and I was kind to it. But no, I was just out of college. My sister got this dog while I was in college. I'm 22. I'm living back at home. Already upset about that to begin with. And now I've got my sister's dog that starts barking at 6 a.m. every single morning like clockwork. Literally clockwork. It was my alarm clock. That was how I woke up.
Yeah.
No. No. When you're 22 and you've been doing nighttime activities that 22-year-olds do, you don't want to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning with a yapping 8-pound dog.
Oh, 8.
Oh, no, he's a little fella.
They're the latter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just got to snuggle a guy like that. 1-800-330-9999. Rachel, why are you mad at your dog?
I am so mad at my dog. I just started dating this guy, and my dog is all over him. Mm. It's like he doesn't even know anymore.
Oh, so the dog is loving on the guy, not hating on him. Because if my dog hates somebody, like, I trust their judge of character.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I can't get that bad at him, but it's still...
Yeah, but that's the thing is, it's early in the relationship, too, right? So, I mean, you just started dating this guy. Like, what if you don't like the guy that much? Now your dog really likes the guy, and you're like, oh, God, does the other guy have a dog, too, or no?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, so now your dogs are friends. Right, so now it's like, you know, if you split up or whatever, you know, I mean, now it's like a whole dynamic here.
I know. He hasn't even gave him treats or anything.
Oh. Yeah, no, I wish you luck. Tell your dog to roll it back. I'd be mad, too. That's a good one.
Two hosts, multiple clues, only one right answer. It's time to play Heads Up with Anna and Raven.
Hey, Jamie. Today we're going to be playing Heads Up for a Target gift card. This is an easy game to play, all right? So first things first, you've got to choose which category that you want to guess the clues from today, all right? So Alicia is here, my wife. So we're going to use some categories that she's into, that she likes. That way she can describe these things to you. So today... we have shopping or travel. Which one would you like to choose from?
Shopping.
Okay. Now, you've got to get 5 correct answers in 60 seconds or less. One of us has got to give you the clues. Who do you want me to give it to you? Me, Raven, or my wife, Alicia?
Let's have Alicia try today.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. And when I say go, Alicia, you got to give these clues. I mean, I wish you both luck.
Boy, no pressure.
I mean, maybe you're better at this game than I am. I'm typically not that great. Here we go. Go.
Okay, you swipe this to make a purchase.
Your credit card.
You carry your items you purchased in this.
In a bag.
Oh, good.
Nobody really carries this anymore, but...
Cash.
Absolutely.
Wow.
This is where you go to try on that awesome dress.
The dressing room.
Yeah.
No. She's got to say it the right way.
No, not dressing. There's another word.
Fitting room.
Yep. These are always itchy if you leave them on the shirt.
The tag.
Yes.
That's 5, right?
That's 5, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, it is 5.
Congratulations. Hey, you didn't even know you had won the game. Alicia's such a deer in headlights on this game right
now. You did awesome.
She didn't even know that you had gotten it.
I'm right? So nervous. My heart's pounding.
You got a $100 gift card,
yay.
Jamie. Congratulations.
That is awesome. Thank you. You guys are doing great today, by the way.
Thanks. We're going to keep playing this week, too. You'll have an opportunity to win. 1-800-330-9999. Keep it handy for tomorrow. See, you did all right.
Scary.
Did awesome.
Just like covered in sweat. The appliance that you hate in your house the most, the one that you just despise, that you feel like you made the purchase with all good intentions. You thought it was going to be great. And every day it just makes you regret every bit of it. You can't get out of it. My wife is in with me for the next few days.
Hi.
You know, obviously we don't typically get up at the same time. I'm up early. She's up early as well, but I'm up way early, like crazy early. So with us leaving the house at the same time today, both of us having a full water, you with an iced coffee as well, there's a good bet that right now our refrigerator is disrespecting us. Explain why that is.
We don't make enough ice. That thing just can't keep up. I'm pretty sure it's got to be out of ice. If not, there's two ice cubes left in there because we filled three cups.
Yeah, and we're two people. Yeah. It's just the two of us living in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We don't serve the dogs ice water. It's an unbelievably terrible appliance. Not only does it not make sufficient amounts of ice, but the ice machine is broken.
Always.
It's broken before. I had to ship out for some parts. Try doing that during a pandemic. It came from Japan. It was not inexpensive. But still, that's the refrigerator we have. It's there. There's always something in your house that you just absolutely despise. What would be your second least favorite appliance that we own?
The matching stove.
Yeah, that's true.
It has a mind of its own. It burns everything, even on low.
The burners are completely unpredictable.
Oh, yeah.
You could have it on three and something could be boiling over. You could put it on the highest setting and it could take 40 minutes for it to warm up that time.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole Facebook group for it.
Something going on there, right? 1-800-330-9999. Kyle, what's the most hated appliance in your house?
Gotta be the dishwasher. It never works for me.
Mm.
And every time that it actually does work, it never gets the food off, you know?
So ironically, when we bought this refrigerator, of course, we bought it in one of those packages.
Right.
So not only do we hate the refrigerator, we hate the stove, but the dishwasher crapped out in less than a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It died right away. It was so long ago that I barely remember how much I hated the dishwasher as well.
That was a pretty terrible dishwasher.
Oh, it's terrible. You know, the thing is we hope that the microwave that matches the set works great. But it doesn't fit in our current kitchen. So until the kitchen's redone, it's been living in our garage for 3 years. So
yeah, we just went through that ourselves.
Yeah. No, I ended up just washing them all by hand at this point.
Right. You give up and go back to 1978. I get it. Eye-opening, really, how many people hate the appliances in their house. Their phones are just lit. 1-800-330-9999. We've had nothing but trouble with our kitchen appliances. Our refrigerator won't have any ice left because both of us came to work today at the same time. My wife, Alicia, is here. But it's not the only appliance that we hate. We hate them all.
Yeah, and I was starting to think I was just a brat, but these phone calls are making me feel better about myself.
Right. Daisy, what's the appliance you hate the most in your house?
Refrigerator. It's broken. I need a new one.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, do you at least have a backup? Do you have a second one? Or are we just living in coolers right now?
Living in coolers right now.
Oh, yeah. Coolers, you know. and beef jerky.
Ooh, right? That's tough.
Even if you get a fridge in the next couple of days, all that food that you've been storing that way, you put it back in the fridge. You don't trust it.
No, not when it's only been sitting on ice.
I can see you smelling all the condiments and going, nope, nope.
Yeah,
nope.
No, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, that sounds like $500 worth of a replacement. Julie, what's the worst appliance in your house?
My microwave. Somehow my microwave light is set to every day at like 3 o'clock, and I'm trying to figure out how to turn off that surface light, and every day that light goes off.
Wait a minute, there's a light on your microwave that turns on by itself?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Girl, I don't think that's the microwave's fault. I think your house is haunted. I mean, seriously. Our microwave will go up and down in power. Some days you think, wow, it heated that up so fast. Why is this so burning? And then other times, like, you're waiting for a potato for 20 minutes. And Ann Raven, Steve, what's the worst appliance in your house?
My garbage disposal. I don't exactly know why, but every once in a while I'm running it, it makes this burping sound, and then it hurls food vertically into the air.
Oh, my gosh. Are we talking the one in the sink, or do you have like an actual compactor?
The one in the sink.
Oh, everybody knows that's a demon. You can't put your hands anywhere near it.
No, you got to stay away from that thing. Ours is broken too.
Alicia's got the sink covers just so that we won't be tempted to stick our fingers in there. I'm happy she got those. Hey, Marjorie, what's the worst appliance in your house right now? Deadliest or just the one that you hate?
All right, it's not quite deadly, but it's our front loader washing machine. Every
every like 3 to 5 loads. So you have to go and stand, you have to go back and check it like every 10 minutes to make sure it's not leaking in the basement.
So I hated our old front loader. It smelled like mold all the time, right? It just always smells funky. But Alicia does the laundry primarily in our, I mean, not primarily, like she does the laundry. And you hate our new ones. We just got brand new ones. You hate them too, don't you?
I miss an old school top loader.
Mm.
I do. But where we have ours, they're stacked. We can't have it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nowhere to put it in. Our washer, she'll yell up to me when I'm upstairs and she's downstairs and she'll ask me how much time is left on it. And no matter what I say, she's always like, are you serious? It's really long, right? The new one?
The new one, I'm telling you, some loads will take an hour and a half. I'm like, how is that energy efficient?
It's crazy. Hate that washer and dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then you get to decide who's right. Things are going to be a little bit different for the next few days. Couples Court, it's going to be me and my wife, Alicia. Are you ready?
I'm scared.
Why would you be scared? Okay, so today I thought it would be good for us to talk about a disagreement we have every year. And it's coming up in the next few weeks. That's when we close the pool. In this region, the temperatures start to drop a little bit after Labor Day. So every year, I want to go ahead and close the pool at that time before it gets really, really, really cold. It's not an outdoor heated pool. It's not in ground. It's above ground. So when the temperature drops, the temperature of the pool drops drastically right away. And every year, you say, I can't close it yet.
Summer is so short, I want to enjoy it. And we get that little bit of heat wave that comes back, and you, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. I have no pool to dip into if I'm sunbathing, so you close it too early.
Yeah.
It's too early.
You never go in the pool.
That's
after,
not true.
After Labor Day weekend,
that's not true.
After the party, you never go in
that's
there.
That's not true.
No.
I may not like full swim, but I'll stand in there to get cooled off when I'm tanning.
I mean, stand in there with a couple of your feet. The truth is that we get super busy during that month, and you love the fairs, and you're going to be traveling in September this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't understand why it is that I would keep the pool open. I'm thinking about, you know, making some moves when you're out of town. And one of those might be that I'm just going to close the pool.
That's just trouble. You're asking for trouble.
It gets super cold. She does not go in. And I mean, I feel like I could get you a barrel and you could just stick your feet in there and accomplish the same thing.
It's not the same.
Okay. But you don't go for a swim at all. And then I have to rent a scuba suit each year.
It's $12.
It's not about the money. It's unpleasant.
But you also get a great video for your social media.
No, it's not that great. It makes me look like an androgynous freak. And that's a 4XL. That's the biggest that they got.
They run small.
I look like some sort of alien. I look like Marilyn Manson on one of his covers. It's not flattering. Like a Ken doll with a beer belly. Naked.
It's one extra week.
That is fake math.
Okay, maybe two.
No,
that I ask you to keep it open.
It's a month by the time I get to doing it. Let's ask the audience. So if we have a string, let's say, of 5 days where it's not above 70 degrees. It's not above 70 degrees at any time during those days. I have permission to close the pool at any time after that.
No, because the heat wave comes back. It comes back.
No, doesn't matter. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court. This is a little bit different, but I mean, are we really going to incorporate these things when we go home and when the votes are in there? Like, we have to commit to this here. So Alicia, my wife, is in for the next couple days as Anna is off, and it is the Couples Court, but we're handling our issues this week. I figured that this would be a good place. It's like having a mediator. It's like going to therapy, but for free.
I feel like I'm winning, so this is great.
So today's debate is closing the pool. So every year, as the temperatures start to fall in this region, I start to think about, you know, closing the pool right away. It happens, you know, shortly after Labor Day or whatever. And Alicia always wants me to hold out. And the reason that you want me to hold out on closing the pool is what?
Summer's too short. And it's beautiful to look at. I mean, come on.
When you get a couple extra weeks, a little pop of temperature, you know, I understand that you think you're going to go in it.
I do.
But you never go in
That's not true.
No, you never go in
You're not paying attention.
I mean, your feet on the first step is really not a thing.
Or even to my waist.
I say,
go in it.
I say that if it's below 70, if it doesn't hit higher than 70 degrees for 5 days in a row, I close the pool and there's no permission necessary. But it's up to you. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Couples Court, whose side are you on today?
Totally on your side. I'm going through the same thing with my husband.
Mm.
The pool is ice cold. It's not going to be warm. You can't hold out for that 190-degree day. And you are going to get that 190-degree day, but the water's ice cold.
Right, right.
I'm closing the pool Saturday.
Yeah, there's a smart lady here. See, I mean, what happens is we do get that one hot day. The last 3 years, Alicia, you've been busy that hot day. On top of it, I just want to point that out. I mean, you've been busy on those days.
Nope, still stick my toes in there.
You're lying. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven. I'm not going to lie. It's a little bit uncomfortable for me for us to discuss our debates here on the radio. But you know what? I mean, either way, it solves the problem. The discussion is essentially over after that. So it's Raven. I've got my wife, Alicia, here for the next few days. And instead of, you know, handling your issues and disagreements and so forth with Couples Court, we're going to handle our own. So today it's the matter of closing the pool. Every single year, sometimes shortly after Labor Day, temperatures will start to fall or bottom out around here. We don't heat our pool. It's not a fancy in-ground pool. It's above ground. So I like to close it at a time where it's still somewhat temperate, because what happens if I don't close it on time, I have to rent a scuba suit. But my wife never lets me do that.
The pool gets full sun all day. It stays pretty warm. You're acting like it's 20 degrees. It's not.
I mean, the point is that you just don't go in it.
Yes, I do.
No.
We get another heat wave and you need that relief. You need it. Summer's too short.
You dip
Keep
like
it
your
open.
You
Enjoy
dip,
it.
You dip your toes in it.
So what? At least I'm able to dip something in it.
I don't know what you're implying there, but okay.
If it's closed, I can't dip anything.
Oh, okay. I mean, I could have got you a bucket. I was about to be like, babe, it's not that kind of show.
It's not the same.
Relax. 1-800-330-9999. Thought we were getting pulled off FCC. Laura, whose side are you on today?
I'm on Alicia's side because it's actually healthier for the pool to keep it open later.
Thank you, Laura.
I mean, what did
You're
you talk
welcome.
To the pool?
If you cover it when it's, if you cover it when it's too early, algae forms more.
Did you talk to a pool doctor or something like that?
We don't want no algae.
whatever with this nuts. I feel like you called your friends. Thanks for the call. Have a great day. Hey, Kelly, whose side are you on today?
I'm on her side. Totally on her side. Because I have a pool, too. And it looks like the backyard looks so nice. And I love the pool open. It just continues that summer feel.
Mm.
And when you close the pool, it feels like it's winter. It's ugly and no.
Wow.
It's so ugly. That cover is like the killer of dreams.
Right. So it's an aesthetic purpose that you keep it open, because if not, it makes you mad at winter.
Right.
So nice with the pool open, and you hear the filter and the water going, and you look outside and there's nice blue water. It's nice to have it open.
Jen, whose side are you on today?
Well, I'm on her side, but it's for a benefit for you, because I think if you close the pool too early and it gets hot, you're not going to have the filter running, and you're going to get algae and all kinds of gunk in there that you're going to have to clean when you open it in the spring.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, see, I know what you're doing.
I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, she's trying to pacify me right now, but I am a pool chemical expert at this point. Haven't had algae.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Until I battled algae when it was 100 degrees for a month.
Yeah. I did have some friends that had a bad year. We were good, but all right, vote taken, even though I don't agree with you.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
See, you were so worried, and for nothing. You thought that everybody would be voting for me, that I would be able to shape the argument and all that. But now, here you are. You win. Girl power, I guess.
I've been telling you for years.
Yeah. You're still going away for a weekend in September. So don't be surprised if when you come back, it's closed anyways.
I just won. Don't you dare. Don't you dare touch that pool. It's going to be warm when I come back.
Can't beat Raven.
$400 is today's Can't Beat Raven Cash Jackpot, and it's brought to you by DoorDash. Shine bright this summer with Dash Pass by DoorDash. Get more member-only perks and discounts than ever before. Sign up now with promo code ORDER50 for 50% off your first order up to $15 value. Hi, Caitlin. Are you ready to play Can't Beat Raven?
Hi, yes, I am.
All right, please ask Raven to leave the room.
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Caitlin.
All right. All right, Caitlin, it's producer John. Anna is on vacation right now, so I'm going to be giving you 5 pop culture questions. Get more right than Raven gets right, and you're going to win the money. But if you tie, the tie goes to Raven. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, so question number one. Kanye's new Yeezy bags have gotten criticism because they look like overpriced trash bags. What company has Kanye partnered with to sell his Yeezy clothing line?
Gap.
Question number two. Ashley Olsen has sparked marriage rumors after she was seen wearing a gold ring on her finger of her left hand. What popular San Francisco set comedy did the Olsen twins star in with Bob Saget and John Stamos?
Full House.
All right, question number three. Jonah Hill said he's not going to promote any films anymore because he suffers from severe panic attacks when he faces the media. What is the name of the 2013 film that Hill starred in opposite Leonardo DiCaprio? That's time. Question number four. Congress is likely to pass the Big Cat Public Safety Act, which will outlaw the trafficking and sale of exotic big cats. Tiger King star Carol Baskin is calling it the only silver lining to come out of the Tiger King drama. In what state can you find Carol Baskin's big cat rescue facility?
South Carolina.
All right. All right. Question number five. Rick Astley recreated his famous Never Gonna Give You Up video for AAA Insurance. Finish the lyrics to Astley's song, Never Gonna Give You Up. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye.
Never gonna let you go.
Never gonna let you go.
All right. All right. Let's bring Raven back in. Yo. All right. So Caitlin got two right.
Oh.
She was on a roll in the beginning. She clearly got the cheat sheet.
Well, two, not so good. Let's see how I do.
All right, question number one. Kanye's new Yeezy bags have gotten some criticism because they look like overpriced trash bags.
Yeah.
What company has Kanye partnered with to sell the Yeezy clothing line?
He's with The Gap.
Yeah. All right. Ashley Olsen has sparked marriage rumors after she was seen wearing a gold ring on her finger of her left hand. What San Francisco sitcom did she star in with Bob Saget and John Stamos?
Full House.
That's right. Question number three. Jonah Hill said he's not going to promote any films anymore because he suffers severe panic attacks when he faces the media. What's the name of the 2013 film that Hill starred in opposite Leonardo DiCaprio?
It's got to be Wolf of Wall Street.
That's correct.
Question, fantastic in that.
Love that movie. Question number four. Congress is likely to pass the Big Cat Public Safety Act, which will outlaw the trafficking and sale of exotic big cats. Tiger King star Carol Baskin is calling it the only silver lining to come out of the Tiger King drama. What state is Carol Baskin's big cat rescue facility in?
It's in Florida, right?
There you go. All right, question number five. Rick Astley recreated his famous Never Gonna Give You Up video for AAA Insurance. Finish the lyrics to Astley's song. You're dancing to it already.
Mm-hmm.
Never Gonna Give You Up. So it's never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye.
Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
I mean, of course you sang it. You had to sing it. All right, Caitlin. Raven beat you 5-2 today.
This is Caitlin. I can't beat Raven.
Oh, well, better luck next time, Caitlin. Thank you for playing.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
That shirt, girl. $500 tomorrow, John.